I met Jerry the first time I played with Grateful Dead, and didn't really know who he was or anything, you know, I just knew Bill at the time. And we just all played. It was amazing. That was until the next day and the day after and the day after that. You know, I woke up the next morning in the closet somewhere, you know, and that was it. I was in the band. Jerry was looking for shared a lot of common interests. And he always encouraged me in my, what he would call my enthusiasms. Outside the Grateful Dead, like, you know, music, the world, music and recording and all that kind of stuff. And so he was a great catalyst for a lot of the extra stuff that I was doing outside the Grateful Dead. I always encouraged that. So yeah, he was a great overall guy, funny guy. Jerry was a consummate musician. You know, he really had to play guitar. It was very much a habit. And he was free and he was fluid. And he had a lot of a great sense of humor when he played. And he was light, he was dark. He was all the shades in between. So, and he was always in my left ear, and he deafened me. Thank you, Jerry. And so Jerry was very much into the improvisation moment. We kept playing on and on and on, so we played longer and longer and longer, and then we finally, you know, created Grateful Dead music. And that was because of the improvisation with that. Everybody liked to go long. Go long. That's what we did. When we long. I think Terry would really like to have been here tonight. You know, this is the perfect kind of party for him. He would have played every song, you know, and given everybody else most of the solos. Because he was very gracious and kind. I think that he would have really enjoyed seeing the legacy go on to the younger musicians, which will then carry it yet again to the next generation and the generation after it. So the idea of the Grateful Dead music being propelled into the next generation now is a real thing. Yeah, Jerry was a kind man, and he was gentle, and he was always the underdog. He was very smart and funny. Really, we laughed our way across America and back many times. So it was just a real, it was work, but it was the best work you could have ever happened to you. So he was a great hand. It was really cool. That's the things I remember. And of course, you know, the guitar is always ringing in my left ear. And there's nothing like a Deadhead. You know, they made themselves. They created themselves. We didn't. You know, they were, you were card-carrying Deadhead, but you didn't have to join anything except enjoy the music and the community. So it was a great army that was formed from the tape, pre-tape exchange and all of that. So all I can say to the Deadheads is thank you, thank you, thank you. And without you, there would be no.